bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. So much stuff has been going on this weekend. So much stuff is happening. Like, it's like trying to keep up with everything is just, yeah, it's just bizarre.
Number five.
From CBS 58, a former school principal learned her sentence today after being convicted of her fourth OWI. I don't know how she had a job, but anyway. So this is quite literally when we're talking about an OWI offense. It's as aggravated as you can get, says Judge Michael Kinnitz. I haven't even gotten to your blood alcohol level, and I haven't gotten to the fact that there was alcohol in the vehicle. I haven't even mentioned that your license was revoked at the time. Blair Busack, former principal at Milwaukee's Institute of Technology and Academics, will spend 2 years in prison with 6 years of probation after her release. She was arrested last March after leading police on a chase in Washington County, which ended in her crashing into a guardrail. Back in March of this year, she pleaded guilty to attempting to flee an officer. Attempting. Well, I guess when she didn't do it, I guess it didn't matter. She crashed. Anyway, as well as her fourth OWI, those OWI convictions have occurred over the course of the past 2 decades. Does it matter if it's 2 decades or 2 weeks? What were this woman's friends doing? Like, literally, what were this woman's friends doing that she felt like she had the ability to just roll in and drive? But I guess I don't know what it is. I have no idea what it is. Well, I know what this is.
Number four.
Also from CBS 58, Milwaukee police are investigating a stabbing that happened near 14th and Fond du Lac this past Saturday. Police around 5 a.m. say a 33-year-old victim was stabbed and transported to a local hospital. A 24-year-old woman was arrested in connection. Criminal charges were referred to the district attorney's office in Milwaukee. And as if that wasn't enough.
Number three.
Also from CBS 58, a 26-year-old woman was arrested in connection with the stabbing near 13th and Hayes. 27-year-old was stabbed during a domestic violence incident around 2 a.m. Victim was transported to a hospital for treatment of serious but non-fatal injuries. Criminal charges against the 26-year-old suspect will be referred to the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office. And last time I checked, because, you know, I can't count, I went to the public school. That's two women in 2 days that stabbed another person. Now, maybe I'm missing something. Maybe something's wrong with me. But when y'all start complaining about us's, you know, like men, which is what I'm talking about today, y'all start complaining about us. Don't pretend like you know what you're talking about.
Number two.
From WISN.com, a Milwaukee County judge refused to accept a plea deal today for a 15-year-old charged in the kidnapping of a 7-year-old last year. Judge David Borowski denied the agreement, which would have reduced the teen's potential sentence to over 90 years to a maximum of 15 years in prison. The plea deal included the teen pleading guilty to robbery and waiving his right to trial. This crime, as described in the complaint, is straight out of a very, very, I say, severe Netflix movie, Borowski said. Barry Coleman, the teen defendant, appeared shackled in court as the state and defense presented the plea deal. According to the criminal complaint, Coleman orchestrated a plan to rob the 7-year-old boy's mother, but instead kidnapped the boy, y'all remember this, in an attempt to hold him for ransom in July of last year. He's charged with 3 felonies and a misdemeanor, including kidnapping, taking hostages, possession of a firearm by a delinquent. And Borowski said, no way am I taking what's on the table to take him from 90 plus years in prison to 15. Despite, get this, both the state and the defense being prepared to move forward with the agreement, Borowski expressed his reservations in the case. He said, this is a heinous allegation even for Milwaukee. What is that supposed to mean? And that's saying something. Counselor, the defense wants to try to convince me. You can try, but right now I'm not convinced. That's what Borowski said. Following statements from the assistant district attorney, Kenneth Olstinski, and the defense attorney, Borowski said he was rejecting their plea deal. The judge said. They said 15 years in prison. The judge said, no, we need to look at approaching 90, basically. He said the defendant is the one that allegedly did the physical grabbing and the carrying and the throwing of the kid into the car. So I'm not accepting the plea, period. That's what Borowski said. It's not in the interest of justice for me to accept this. Borowski scheduled a new hearing next week to give the two sides a chance to revise their deal and present it to him again. Otherwise, the case will be scheduled for a jury trial. Now, think about this. Trying to get money, scooped up the kid, threw him in the car. Held him for ransom. Remember, they went looking for him, and all of a sudden he was released from the place and was found walking down the street and all that, and mother wasn't alleged this, and dad wasn't alleged that, and all that drama last. And then they found the person. 15-year-old kidnaps a 7-year-old. Would you lock him up for 15 years and he gets out when he's 30? Or with the pile of time, do 90? I wish it was 20. 90? What's playing a part in this story? Like, what's playing a part in this story? Is it because of race? Is it because of age? Is it because of who they grabbed? is it because of who they, like, I don't know what it is, but something about this story disturbs me. That judges are now deciding that a plea deal between the defense and the prosecution for 15 years of prison and the kid can get out sooner, he's only 15 years old, might be able to be saved, right? But something in this is stopping it. You want to give him more time? Like, I don't know. Is that something that we should do? I'll have to talk about that later.
Number one.
because I thought I've heard things, but I guess safety isn't even safe anymore. A private parking garage security guard was attacked while confronting a man attempting to break into cars. The assault happened just before 6 a.m. So the Milwaukee police said the 34-year-old guard discovered a 32-year-old man inside the parking garage trying to break in the vehicles. The guard confronted them. The man attacked the guard, according to the police, who was taken to a hospital with injuries. They didn't provide an update on the guard's condition, right? All this would be like almost normalized, right? Until you found out it was in cars near the Milwaukee County Courthouse. Till you find of where they were breaking into. People that park in the parking lot, I have parked in that place every day I worked when I worked in District 1 or the jail or had to go to court. And you have security who actually works there, who's walking through, sees a guy trying to break into cars, tries to stop the guy breaking into cars, and the 32-year-old man inside the parking garage trying to break into cars attacks the 34-year-old guard. Police detectives confirmed around 10:15 a.m. that the suspect had been taken into custody and the criminal charge would be referred to the DA's office. The guard is employed by Securitas, a private security company, and they're checking with the company. That's what WISN 12 is doing. We have come to a point in society where we have to watch the watchers, that we can't even trust simple security so our car can't get broken into to be there. And that's unfortunate. It is really unfortunate because we're getting to a point where, yeah, I don't know. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. When we come back, I'm going to hit the talking text line and the YouTube chat. And I got a few topics up my sleeve. We'll be back.
It's Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. I'm confused. Like, is crime, are women taking over crime now, or is it, I know it's anecdotal, women just using, like, knives now? Like, I don't know. And are we starting to categorize crime the way that we categorized crime back in the day? Like, it's like boomer crime, right? You know what I'm saying? It's like we used to be able to see, oh, somebody got shot. Oh, I know who did that. Hey, somebody got cut. Oh, I know who did that. Oh, somebody stole like a pound of this or that or that. Oh, yeah, I know who did that. You could tell if it was a mob thing or if it was a gang or if it was just some knucklehead going in to do. Like, you knew based on the information they gave you who really committed the crime. Because we were good at categorizing. Now people are mad. You can't categorize me. I could be different. I think we're moving back to categories. Like women stabbing people. Because back in the day, that was a, you know, when women got mad, you better be careful, she might have a knife. Like, that was what we talked about in the, yeah. We was like, she might have a knife, she might cut you. Better be careful, she gonna cut you. Well, 2 in 2 days, like, that's a lot. Just for me, I'm just saying, that's a lot. I think that's a lot. And if I think that's a lot, I'm pretty sure you think that's a lot, too. Mal said, I love the shirt, by the way. Thank you. Black Scholars Matter. That's right. as he said, when I was talking about new friends, as he said, just say no new friends and move on. No big deal. Just say, nah, I'm good. But what do I do to handle the other person that's offended that I actually said that, or to handle their offense? Or should I bother? Should I actually bother to control how they feel? or just blow them off and be like, hey, if you don't, okay. And if they're offended, they're offended. Because I can't control people being offended. Like I was telling somebody today, they were like, you know, you're being disrespectful. When I said, well, I can't control you feeling disrespected. Just like people can't control me feeling disrespected. Like, you know, I can say it can be taken as being disrespectful, but I'm not disrespected. Like, I don't feel, oh my God, you disrespected me. That caused too many fights, too many world, you know, wars. Some stuff is just let go. Let go. But I just don't want to make no new friends. Like, I don't want to. We might hang out. We might meet up. We might chill somewhere. We might, hey, let's all meet up at this a place. Let's meet up at that a place. But I'm not making new friends. I think I got all the friends that I want to make. And, you know, if we click, we click. And if we don't, we not. And I'm okay. Now, there's a other secret side to that that I want to talk about. And the other secret side is being so alone that you end up in the man cave by yourself watching Netflix documentaries on poodles and all kind of crazy stuff. Like, it's just too much. It's just too much. And so we have to be careful of that happening. And as you age, your friends die. And then you ain't got nobody to talk to. But there's always family and some friends and all. But just making new friends, I mean, to the point of we got to go through this ritual of, hey, how you doing? I'm fine. How are you? Let's go have coffee. And how was your life? How did you grow up? How did you? Sometimes you get tired of doing that. Like, I can't do that. Maybe it's just me. It's not. But at some point, Mr. Badi say, I'm your friend. No, you're not. Trust me, you're not. And then that's when I read that Miles said that you can never have enough friends. That's not true. Because then what do they want from you? And what do you want to give them? Right? And so sometimes, and I'm going to just say this, Mr. Madi, sometimes we mask how we really feel in being happy all the time. Of being opposite. Oh, I never. Of always thinking positive all the time. That's dangerous. Because he said something. He said, Dr. Ken sounds like an old man. Okay. What you miss from that is how'd you get there? How did you get to that point? Because nobody wants to hear that. They just want to hear you there. And so I find it interesting. I'm just reading through some of the things in here. Like some of the things Mr. Madi says, it strikes me as you're just trying to be provocative, or that doesn't make any sense to me. It doesn't make any sense. As he said, Hughes Views is on vacation, but he is live this week on YouTube. Okay. Okay. As he said, I'm done promoting. y'all, terrible. Curly Q said, So, on my top 5 at 5, we were talking about somebody at the parking garage that was breaking into cars. And Curly Q said it was her cousin that did it. Okay, I'm just teasing. I'm just teasing. So my cousin on the south side of Chicago, Dad, this is what Aaron said, always warned us about the women with blades. I'm just saying, that was a serious caricature, a serious stereotype that if a woman got mad at you, she was going to stab you. She was going to cut you. And so you always had that thing in the back of your mind going, I need to be cognizant of that. As he said, we ran into an 80-year-old man the other day, and he said all his friends have passed on. He was by himself and having a drink and a good time by himself. He said he's just blessed to be here. I know that's right. But here's the kicker, though. Here's what I'm saying. You're blessed to be here at 20. At 20 years old, we have not taken control over our lives to the point where we don't understand that it's literally not promised that you could be here today. 5 minutes from now, you could no longer be alive, and that's it. And so if we don't live life in a way that's positive or doing or working towards something where the other fellow stars, I think we're wasting our time. I think we're wasting our energy. If people don't miss that. People miss that. People understand that moving forward, there are just some things and some shackles that fall off. And that everyone is a victim of time. And that time is always going to be there no matter what. And it's always going to pass no matter what. And you can't change it. You can't push it. Once it's passed, you can't adjust it. Only thing you can do is look forward. And I think that's something that we as Black people don't do. We go through life with this thing that it's going to be so terrible. And that's what has me confused. It's going to be so terrible. It's going to be, oh my God. It's like nobody in your life won anything? Like you didn't overcome anything? Like there's nobody, like I can understand if you're 80 or 90 years old and all your friends passed away and all your family got older, moved away, something like that. But when you're in your 30s or 40s or God forbid, even 50s and you're complaining, and the fact that you're alive and complaining is a whole other issue for me. It just seems weird. The city of Milwaukee has to change. And the only people that are going to change it is you. That means you can't wait on somebody to come around, roll around, decide to do this, decide to do that, decide to. In the end, it's going to come down to you. And you have to step up and you have to decide whether or not you're going to be the one to say, I'll do it or I'll go. Because I'm going to tell you, it's not a lot of people that want to step up and take care of anything. And it's unfortunate. But not a lot of people want to step up and take care of anything. And you'll be left wanting. You're gonna look up and you're gonna find out that the only person left is you, and they're coming for you. Unless we do something in this city to correct all the mistakes and correct all the things. When we come back, I want to talk about some comments that the governor made about one of the reasons why the bill didn't pass in Madison and what that's going to do for Black people. What's it going to do for Milwaukee? It may have gone and people were complaining about, you know, it shouldn't pass, it's terrible. But do they really understand when your leadership tells you it's going to be bad that it didn't pass, and people skip past that person, the governor, because in their brain, he's lamed up. We'll see. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Now with traffic, here's Debbie Lanziger.
You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. Right now on Upfront.
Dramatic downfall.
Stitched together in a backroom deal.
The tax relief deal negotiated by Democratic Governor Tony Evers and Republican leaders fails the state Senate. Democrats rejecting their sitting governor.
That's the dumbest thing I ever heard.
Republicans hearing objections from Tom Tiffany.
And we have to work with the governors here because folks need help now.
This Sunday, inside the turbulent fallout, what it means for the race for governor. And our exclusive, our new interview one-on-one with Governor Tony Evers. His wide-ranging reaction just moments away.
Then state party convention.
And so if you missed it, last week, the governor and Republican leaders and a few Democratic leaders decided that they wanted to make sure that we had tax relief. So Governor Tony Evers said the Senate Democrats, this is from WISN and a story written by Matt Smith, Senate Democrats who voted against the tax relief deal have put themselves in an untenable position ahead of the November elections after, get this, all 15 Democrats voted with three Republicans to kill the bill. They said they believe that somehow putting money back into people's pockets that are struggling financially across the state, apparently they don't believe that's an issue. And that's the kind of problem that we're having here in Wisconsin in relation to that. However, the governor says they're going to say we're going to fix it next time when all these wonderful things happens after Evers is gone and we'll have a new governor and we'll have Democrats all over the place. And he said, that's fine. That's a wish list. But you're impacting kids right now, impacting children right now. And it's a bad place for Democrats. What are your thoughts? 833-212-1017 is the number. Were you for it or against it? Or does it really matter? It looks like people are voting against it because either the governor's lame duck or they don't like Republican leadership, or I don't know what it is, but they just don't like giving money back. They want to spend it on what they want to spend it. It's just weird that you would take, you know, money and blow it on something that you shouldn't buy it on. But if you give it back to the person that gave it to you, there's an issue with that. What are your thoughts? 833-212-1017 is the number. You can hit us on the talk and text line, or you can hit us on the YouTube chat. I just find it bizarre. I just find it weird that when we try to give people their money back at a time when people are clearly struggling. I got friends that are struggling. I mean struggling. Like, I have to at times go, I can't spend money on that. Like, I can't do that right now. Because I don't know what the future is going to look like. And I don't know if I can do that because I can't do that. Does that make sense? But for some reason, we just keep going. Sandra, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. How you be?
I'm just fine. How you be?
I'm good. What's up?
I heard you had a birthday.
Did you have a birthday? Technically, yes.
Okay. What day?
I'm not telling.
Oh, well, I'm a Taurus like you, I guess. If you don't tell me, I don't know. You might be a Gemini.
Let's just say it's in the vicinity, and I never give an exact day because that way people can't figure out who you are and get all your information, all that stuff. So got to be careful. We got cray-cray people out here. We got people that will dox you and people that do all kind of bizarre stuff. So.
Well, some of it they learn. They learn from some other folks.
Yeah, but that don't mean I got to be a victim.
Well, me either. But I said when I had my eyes, hey, whatever. You know, I can't run around here worrying about what they're going to do to me. I just try to look around and try to be safe. That's what I try to do. But anyways, I was just calling you about this. So the station is bought out, right?
It's not bought out. Somebody bought
there.
It. Somebody bought the station.
Well,
okay.
Right, so that's bought out, right? Maybe I didn't phrase it right. Somebody bought the station.
Okay.
So back to kid, I'm going to say this. I don't want to hold you too long. Now, from what I read, my information again, I read that the media is being bought out by big hedge funds and big corporations and stuff. And so these are the people with the money.
I have nothing to say regarding it. I'm not moving forward with it.
I don't want you to say nothing. I'm saying it.
I don't want you to say something that may not necessarily. How do you feel about it?
But what I read,
If you're not going to tell me where you got it from, Sandra, tell me how you feel about it. I would prefer that.
How do I feel about the media?
No. How do you feel about
freedom of speech.
Okay.
I like your freedom of speech for you to be able to say what you want to say. I want somebody to die it out and tell us we got to say what they want, what they tell us to say.
Well,
that's what I, you know.
No radio has freedom of speech. Let's get that misnomer that people have in their brain. You have a license by the Federal Communications Commission, and you're responsible for that license. You're responsible for what goes out over the air because you have it. So that's a special bond you have with the federal government. But you only have freedom of speech to a point. Like, you can't say certain words. You can't say certain dirty things on the air. Like, you still need to have decency. Does that make sense? Even though we don't have any more, what do you call it? Equality. Like, you can be all conservative or all liberal or somewhere in the middle or libertarian. We can be all that other stuff. But we used to have equal, right? If I had somebody on for 22 minutes for this, you got 22 minutes for that. And then some people don't like radio, so they want a different type of person on. So they try to, we're going to use this rule to stop that group, but then our group can be on. And then they want to change the rules so that their group is, and it just gets to a point where, yeah, in the end, nobody really has freedom of speech. Not on radio, not on TV.
Some people
because
do
you need to be, well, you don't. You don't. People tend to agree that there's freedom of speech when other people say things that they want to say that they don't like.
No, like, but you know, I mean, I've heard people say stuff and they never got shit off. I said something on YouTube. They shut me off so fast.
Well, that's YouTube.
They kicked me off.
But that's YouTube. YouTube. You have to understand, most social media leans one political way versus another political way. So if you're not politically correct in their eyes, they have become the police for people who feel a certain way or think a certain way.
Well, like I say, and they need us too, just as well as I enjoy being on it, but I figure they need us too because if people didn't listen to them or use them, you know, they'd be demolished too. So yeah, but they say stuff and they let stuff be up there, so I felt I could answer back. And when I answer back, click. But that's basically what I had to say about the media being bought out. Okay, Dr. Ken.
All right, take care.
Okay, bye-bye. You too.
Bye-bye. 833-212-1017 is the number. We just have to remember that we live in America, but freedom of speech only goes so far. Right? There's some things under the Constitution and federal law you can't do, you can't say under any circumstances. They used to come after you to get you if you said you wanted to kill the president. Now people don't like the president, so some people can get away with saying they want to kill the president and they'll come talk to you, but they won't. They may not necessarily arrest you. I don't know what that's about. I think you should do it regardless of who the president is, from Barack Obama to Donald Trump to Bush to Clinton, on and on and on. It's the position, not the person. I think when we allow our personal feelings to cloud doing what's right or saying what's right, that's a problem. But it is what it is, right? You just don't have that right to do it in certain spaces. You used to have that right on cable to do it. Now you don't have that right on cable. Because now the people that will send you the cable will say, we don't like what was on your station, so we're going to cut you off ours. Like, it's just weird. So when you think about it, there really is no freedom of speech unless you are standing outside in the public square speaking. Otherwise, you can get checked. And unfortunately, sometime you should.
More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harrison is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Well, that's pretty darn depressing. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. I mean, dug up some Hall & Oates from back in the day. Wow. Currently, it's 83 degrees at 46 minutes after the hour. High today was 86. The low tonight is 64 with a 1% chance. Just one. There's a 1% chance of rain, so we got to be careful of that. What is the week looking like? What is it going to be like over the next? Is it going to rain or is it going? What's it going to do? Tuesday, the high is 70 with a 13% chance of rain. Then Wednesday, 50, 50, 56, 50. So it's going to cool off for the rest of the week. So if you weren't outside today, it rained a little bit earlier, and then it's starting to warm up now. So if you want to get out and relax and take a walk and chill, now might be the time to do it. 833-212-1017 is the number if you got any questions or comments. Let me go back to the talk and text line. Ken, I understand that it is an age thing. If it's political, meaning that people may help you get where you want to get, you have to be introduced. I agree. I also have enough friends, and the majority are not true friends. When you reach 60, you have a handful of true friends. You're lucky. I got a lot of true friends. Like, I literally have friends that I talk to every day. Like, we call, and when we haven't talked to each other in a bit, maybe 1 or 2 days, we start going, okay, is everything okay? Let me get a personal call. Let me see what's going on. Let me see what's, right? And so that's a friend where you could pick up the phone and really not like miss what you were talking about before. You might miss it because of age. You know what I'm saying? You might miss it because of age, but you don't miss it because, you know, you weren't like connected. You're always connected. You're always doing stuff. You're always, hey, what's going on? And you have so much stuff to talk about. Like, I just referred a book to someone, and I'm going to bring the book in tomorrow. Even though Thursday we're going to talk about The Spook Who Sat by the Door, which is just an excellent, phenomenal read. And if you don't have time, you can just do it on Audible and check it out, and you'll be able to do that. It is so appropriate. I didn't like the ending that much, but I'm going to talk about that in relation to what we do today and how we function today and the things we've had to come through to figure out how to make it to where we are today. Because it's true. Like, some things are political, some things are just, yeah. But when you get to a certain point in your life, you start seeing those patterns and those processes. And you see how and why people have been able to do things. And it's unfortunate. It really is. It really is unfortunate. Talking text line says, Dr. Ken, the real pro-union, pro-working class Democrats are long gone. Now it's how much can you disagree with the Republicans and Donald Trump? The Democrats need more people like Senator Fetterman from Pennsylvania, pro-fossil fuel, pro-worker. And to a point, yes, I can see that. I think what happens is that we have grown to disagree with people's differences. Like, it literally used to be a cool thing to be different. Now it's not. Now we want everybody to think the same way, speak the same way, talk the same way, support the same thing, do the same thing. And they don't really care whether or not you agree. And they'll hide behind political correctness. And it makes you sound like a conservative when, in fact, you're actually being more liberal by allowing people to be who they are. Like, I think that's the whole point, to let people be who they are. Whether you accept it or not, you leave them be. Not tolerate, because tolerate is like, I really hate you, but I'm going to put up with you. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about leaving people be, letting people be who they are. To the point that it doesn't infringe on my life, then we have an issue. But until then, leave people. Now it's a cool thing to hate Democrats. Like, it's a cool thing to call people out and talk about them and racialize everything. It's a cool thing to hate Donald Trump and hate MAGA and everything they stand for, when in fact, Both of those groups are the wealthiest in the country, have more money, have more political power, more clout, own more than everything, and are in the top 1%, top 10% of the population. Democrat or Republican. So essentially, what are we missing? People from up top poke the bear and have everybody argue and scream and holler. These are not nothing in Milwaukee. Well, that too. Nothing has changed in Milwaukee or America. The players have changed, but it really hasn't changed. You know, we talk about, you know, the Democratic Party used to be the party of the Klan. Yeah, and the Republican Party used to be the party of anti-slavery. Like, those things are historical. Times change. Not always for the better. And until we start taking a look at what's going on and recognizing what's going on, we're going to be surprised. Except you shouldn't be surprised, because the process has always been there. The work has always been there. And we pretend like it's not. And then, oh my God, I can't believe that happened. What are you talking about? You were told, hey, if you keep doing this, this is going to happen. Oh no, it's not going to happen because they, right, Republican, Democrat, told me it's not going to happen. And then what happens? It happens. And then you act like you're shocked. And then they'll walk up. Oh my God, I cannot believe this happened. You poor Republicans are doing this to Democrats. You poor Democrats are doing this to Republicans. But somebody says something in the YouTube chat that clicked. Don't they both eat at the same table? Don't they both get their money from the same place? Like, what am I missing? Y'all sit and eat at the same table. You're complaining from the same side. Both of y'all eating. Complain about the other side as you eat. As you take resources, as you grow. So, are we fooling ourselves? I don't know. Sandra has a longer runway than me. She's older than me. So she has a bigger runway than I have. So sometimes when she talks and you all hear, Sandra again, you might want to listen, because there's a little kernel you'll get, a little nugget that makes you go, oh, that's what that is. Because I've learned that when older people, elders, get revved up about something, they see the pattern, they see the process of things starting to repeat itself. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Tory Lowe Show's coming up next. Have a great weekend. Have a great time. It's been a fun. Don't work too hard. God bless. Take care. Thank you, Zach. Appreciate you. Deuces. I'm out.
Be quiet.
Chicken head.